This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. As if you hadn't had enough of me today. Rhea Hughes here with Kyle Quinn because apparently Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas are underwater.
Little now, connection issue.
Yeah, they're not underwater again like they were last week, which was my favorite thing. But they're having some connection problems down there from Citizens Bank Park as we await the Phillies and Braves beginning of the doubleheader. I've been waiting all morning, Kyle. I have hit refresh on my computer like 1,000 times waiting for the lineup.
Yeah, we need to see if Bryce Harper's going to be in it. A little bit concerned if he's not going to be, but I don't know. If he's not, I feel like it's definitely retaliation time.
So here, I was thinking about that. So say he doesn't play the first game, Harper, but he plays the second game. And they obviously know that, but they don't have to post that lineup. So I was wondering, you know, do you do it while he's in the game?
I don't know. Does it make it any more, like, I feel like you have to do it anyway. Do you think there's any chance he doesn't play both games? Like,
yeah, I think there's absolutely a chance he doesn't play both.
I guess maybe I should say any chance he plays one as opposed to neither or both.
I think he plays the night game. Not, you know, just to give him a little extra time, although I don't know what, you know, 4 or 5 hours more will do for a contusion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which, by the way, I love when they say contusion. Have you had a contusion?
Well,
they hurt like hell.
Contusion sounds like it's worse of an injury than it actually is.
Than a bruise.
But they're like, it's just a bruise. Yeah, as long as there's no structural
damage. I get contusions from my dog all the time. It's worse in the summer because he likes to attack me. The dog attacks me when I walk through the house because he's happy to see me.
That's good.
Then I forget something in the car and I get the same greeting. It's like it bruises all over my legs. But
Look, I'm hoping that these guys are able to get connection down here because we're going to do more Jalen Hurts stuff for 2 hours. I'm sure you've had enough of that.
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing is, so for most of the year, I was on to camera's side, you know, going, you know, Jalen hasn't been phenomenal. However, once the Washington game happened and he got injured, I was like, yeah, no, this offense does not run the same without him.
Yeah, well, they scored like 30-something points in that game, I think, on offense.
Yeah, but I looked at that game before he got injured. I thought he was gonna help put a 40 spot on him.
So that was, I think, probably the best little pocket of games that he played that entire season, like that Steelers game.
Was that Steelers, Bengals?
Yes, and that was right after AJ.
People discount the Bengals game. Now, I know the Bengals defense sucks. He was perfect at one point.
That was like the one
game.
And
didn't play the fourth quarter.
Yes, that was the game where I was like, okay, that's a really, really good Jalen Hurts game. Yeah. The Steelers game was off the heels of the Panthers game where AJ Brown said the passing offense didn't look good, and then Hurts did the Steelers game. That's what you wanted to see. Marched up and down the field against Washington. And then he got injured, and then, you know, things got a little bit
wonky.
Then
he missed, like the last three games?
So, yeah, and I think he could have probably come back in the final game.
But they didn't need him.
But they didn't need him, and then, you know, we know how it went in the playoffs. I think maybe a little bit rocky in Green Bay, Rams game a little better, but there was some weather there. But then finished it off with the last two games, like the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, which, you know, in my opinion, I think clouds how people view the season that he had. Like, they were the 29th ranked passing offense that year. The wide receiver did have to call out the passing offense, and if you ask me,
but instead of turtling up, they got it together.
They did. It just, I just find it a little bit interesting that if you have a passing offense that includes AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, the offensive line that you have, how is that a 29th ranked passing offense? That still doesn't.
Maybe when you have a running back who's running 2,000 yards.
Yeah. Well, sure.
And the threat of him to run.
I agree. You know? And I think that's sort of symbiotic with Hurts and Saquon is that they go back and forth.
That's the best phrase to use it because it's like, you know, I think the thing with Jalen and Saquon now is what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah. And like, so I guess it's sort of and the chicken and the egg thing is good because I wonder if they switched to that run-heavy offense because they said, hey, you know, we have Saquon Barkley here and a great offensive line, or if they had to switch more out of necessity and that
things
were
had
like,
to. I think that there were issues with Jalen, and this is just, you know, my supposition, Jalen and Kellen Moore meshing together early. I don't think there's any question about that. They weren't on the same page. So then it basically, and you know, the guys looked at it and said, We've got, you know, Saquon Barkley. Let's just do it.
Yeah. All right. Rhea, yes. I appreciate you. I believe the guys are ready. I'm gonna put them up.
Let's see.
Joe, are you there?
Joe Giglio?
Are we ready? Are we ready to do a show here?
You know, do I need to do overtime for you guys? Seriously?
Way to get it together back there, friend.
I was walking out the door.
This is all Hugh's fault. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
It always is.
By the way, I just wanted to mention that.
Rhea, thank you so much.
Fort Washington. They're McGurks. We love McGurks.
Sorry. I thought nobody tells me anything around here. All right, guys. Have a good show.
It's quite all right. Thank you, Rhea. All right, welcome on in. It is the Midday Show, which was the Kyle Quinn and Rhea Hughes show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I forgot what I was about to say, but it probably wasn't that important anyway.
That might be my new favorite Daily Douglas. I forgot. It wasn't that important anyway. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. A shorter show because we got a Phillies doubleheader today. And if Bryce Harper's not in the lineup, I need two Braves
pegged. You're going to fight somebody?
I want two Braves pegged, right? Two games, two Braves pegged. All right, we'll get to that leading off coming up at 12. Hugh, today, before we get into everything, we are live at McGurk's in Fort Washington. So come on out. They have breakfast specials right now. You see this menu right here?
Yeah, I did. I was checking
pretty
it
darn
out.
Good. All right, coming out to McGurk's in Fort Washington. We are here doing the show, leading it all the way into the Phillies game. All right, 215-592-9494. Thank you again to Rhea and to Kyle for starting us off. And Hugh, they were discussing a few things, Rhea and Kyle, before our connection was fixed. Number one was the Phillies, right? We got a doubleheader today.
Yes.
And hopefully win both or at least one and get this series against the Braves. The other thing they were discussing is something that's become a big topic here in the last couple of days, and we hit on it for the first time at the end of our show yesterday, and you know what that is, Hugh. It's list season. It's quarterback list season, and mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts is on the Pro Football Focus list of their top quarterbacks in the NFL entering the 2025 season. They put him number five. Now, mm-hmm. not just five, but they put him in the second tier of quarterbacks.
Yeah, respectfully.
I think respectfully. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Joe Burrow. Number three, Lamar. Number four, Josh Allen. And then a line, and then Hurts in the high-end starters, but not elite. And yesterday we brought this up. I said I think it's totally fair. I don't view Hurts right now entering 2025 as elite. I view him as a very good player, and obviously could win a Super Bowl with him, and I trust him in big games. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. And yesterday when we brought it up, you said you think right now he's the second-best quarterback in pro football.
Yes, and I wholeheartedly believe that. And I understand. See, here's the thing. This is one of those arguments that – it all depends on your stance and where you align, how you fall on this. I've always been the guy that it goes on a year-to-year basis. And last year, because of what Jalen was able to accomplish, to me, he's the second-best quarterback in the NFL. You talk about him besting Patrick Mahomes at his best. Now, that's a conversation. That's a separate conversation to be had because, you know, statistically, Patrick Mahomes had a down year. Mm-hmm. But he was able to make it to the Super Bowl, and I think that's a testament to his skill set. But when you look at the accomplishments that Jalen Hurts had last year and the way that he played the game, and he stayed within himself, I think though all those intangibles, those unquantifiable intangibles, to me they matter. And that's why I put him as the second-best quarterback in the NFL.
Well, you know, you said it yesterday. I don't agree. I think where Pro Football Focused ranked him as five is very fair, and I can't rank him above that. I look at it as, and you can move these four in any order you want. I would put Mahomes one without question. But Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Burrow, Allen, wherever you want to rank him, you rank him. I view it as those are the four best quarterbacks of pro football. And then Jalen Hurts is after that. I don't have him as a top two guy. 215-592-9494. All right, here's what I think of when I think of a list like this and why I just can't put Hurts as a top two guy, even though he just won the Super Bowl. So you could look at any stat you want. And none of them, to me, point to Hurts as that level of consistent excellence. All right, five quarterbacks in the league last year had a 70% completion. Hurts wasn't one of those. Six quarterbacks threw for 4,000 yards. Hurts wasn't one of those. Five quarterbacks threw for 30 touchdowns. Hurts wasn't one of those. Eight quarterbacks averaged 250 yards per game. Hurts wasn't one of those. Four quarterbacks had a passer rating of 105 or better. Hurts wasn't one of those. QBR, four quarterbacks had 70 or better. Hurts wasn't one of those. Like, I picked out six different statistical things, and he wasn't the top or really close to the top in any of them. He wasn't top four in any of them. He wasn't top five, six, five. You know, you go through it. He just wasn't an elite quarterback last year. And I just think we're given a little bit, and I know this might sound crazy, but I believe it. I think we're given a little too much weight with this ranking and these rankings, and you say in top two, to the Super Bowl. I mean, Hugh, if we had this discussion in the middle of the playoffs, nobody would have him as the second-best quarterback.
I hear what you're saying, Joe, and I understand wholeheartedly and perfectly what you're saying. But as a former player, and this is how I think, only thing that matters is winning the Super Bowl. Correct?
Yes, it is. But that's a team accomplishment, not just him.
But the guy that helps you get there is the quarterback and the way that he plays. And he might, statistically, he might not be the best quarterback out of the list of five that we have.
He's not.
Or six.
Yeah.
He's not. Five. Whatever the number parcels out
to be. Pro Football Focus put him at five.
Yeah. So that's the case. That might be a fact, but he has that it factor that, to me, puts him above all those other guys that you've mentioned.
See, I think he has an it factor, but Derek Jeter had an it factor in baseball.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
He is, and Jalen Hurts might be a Hall of Famer. But Derek Jeter wasn't better than Barry Bonds. He wasn't better than Albert Pujols. He wasn't better than Alex Rodriguez. He had an it factor, and he played for a great team, and he was part of that great team. Like, Hurts is part of this great team.
Mm-hmm.
I go back, like, I think Hurts and young Russell Wilson are very similar. They're very good.
Totally agree.
But I go back to that. I try to put my brains this morning back into that time, right? Russell Wilson's heyday, his young days when he was with the Seahawks and they won a Super Bowl. He was a champion. But I never really thought he was better than Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought he was better than Tom Brady. I never thought he was better than Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers. And that's kind of what I look at with this. Like, whoever you think is better, I view the four guys right now between Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, like, they're this generation's of that, of the Breeze, right? Like, and then you go back to that time, Russell and Ben Roethlisberger, they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think they were as good as those guys, even though Russell may have won more for a certain period of time. That's where I think we're at with Hurts. Like, he's tremendous. I love that he's here, and he's going to be here for years to come. But top two in the whole NFL?
This is how I look at it, Joe. And I know this might be hard for some people to fathom because a lot of fans, which I totally respect, are grounded in stats and athleticism. And when you talk about those guys, that's exactly what you're talking about. Standalone athleticism. But you know who Jalen Hurts reminds me of?
Who's that?
And people will relate to the analogy that I'm about to make. Captain America, the first Avenger. Remember that movie?
Of course. One of my favorites.
And it was about Cap being a guy who had the heart. He had the spirit, but he didn't have the athleticism. He didn't have the size. He couldn't be a soldier. That's all he wanted to do is protect his country. That's kind of what Jalen Hurts reminds me of in the sense that he doesn't have the biggest arm. He is not the most athletic of those guys that you mentioned. He's not.
Right, he's not Lamar. Or even Allen as an athlete. Yeah.
But he has an intangible that supersedes all those other intangibles that mean something. And I know that for a lot of people, when I say it like that and I try to, you know, articulate it the way that I did, they're not gonna get that. I get that. I totally understand that. But that's what he brings to the table. He brings that intangible to the table where he does enough and just enough in certain occasions to win the game.
Well, look, there's no one's ever said he's not a winner. I believe that from Alabama to Oklahoma to the Eagles, and that's a great trait.
And that's what it is. And for me, Joe, not to cut you off, because you're right. You're right in a sense. But to me, especially in this day and age, that quality that he has, that intangible that he has, means more than any other that you could have, any other trait that you can have in a quarterback, in my opinion.
Ultimately, everyone listening to us, that's all that really matters, right? Because we're Eagles fans. We want mm-hmm. the Eagles to win. As long as Jalen Hurts is here and they keep winning, who cares where he's ultimately ranked? It's hard for me to say it. Maybe I'm too caught up in everything else. It's just hard for me to say he's better than those guys because I feel like during the regular season, mm-hmm. Sunday to Sunday, week to week, they play better than him. Like,
yes.
More consistently excellent. And they're not – it's not like I need him to be more of a pocket guy, because Lamar is ahead of him on my list, and Lamar's more of a runner, right? Like, it doesn't – I don't care what kind of quarterback you are as long as you play well. And I just feel like those four play well more often than he does. 215-592-9494. All right, we're live today at McGurk's in Fort Washington. We haven't been here in a couple years, here. We're excited.
We haven't. It's been a couple years?
I think 2 years ago we were here.
Wow.
Unless I forget, I don't think we were here last year, but I'm happy to be back. We're here today doing this show. Come on out. Hang out with us. There's breakfast specials. There'll be lunch, of course. Phillies start at 1 o'clock today. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. Someone else at WIP believes that Jalen Hurts is the second-best quarterback in pro football right now, not just Hugh Douglas. And we got to get to someone that I hate agreeing with, but I think he framed it correctly, the Jalen Hurts discussion. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show live at McGurk's in Fort Washington on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today at McGurk's in Fort Washington. Come on by. Breakfast specials and, of course, a great lunch menu, great atmosphere here. Phillies doubleheader today. We do have the lineup for game number one, Hugh. No Bryce Harper in the lineup for game number one.
Oh, man, I could imagine that elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody need to catch.
Well, that's what we tried to tell you yesterday, and that hasn't changed. I haven't slept off the anger at the Braves. I still want a Brave beamed today. We got two shots at them. We'll get to leading off and Phil stuff coming up at 12 o'clock leading into the first game, though. We start with Jalen Hurts, and we opened the discussion yesterday on the show a little bit about the PFF list. They ranked him 5 below the first tier, not in the elite category. I thought it was totally fair. I think 5 is a more than fair rating. Based on Hurts, everything he did last year from start to finish, including the Super Bowl, Hugh believes he's the second best quarterback in pro football right now. I disagree. Where do you come down? Let's hear this, because you're not the only one around here, Hugh, that believes Jalen Hurts is the second best quarterback in the NFL. Elliot Shore Parks on the afternoon show, they went back and forth on this.
Like, I think the fact that he's at 5, real this time last year, people would have killed to have him at 5 when you consider coming off of 23.
He was like somewhere between 11 and 17 in most lists last year.
For sure. That being said, I do think he should be ranked number 2. Like, I don't think it's a slap to have him outside those top 4. And I think if all the players in the league were eligible to be drafted, those would be the first 4 picks. Probably. Right.
So if they're judging the 4 best, the best quarterbacks, then and you think those would be the 4 top picks, then how is Jalen above them?
Because Jalen has a Super Bowl, and that has to matter. The wins in the Super Bowl.
They're ranking the best quarterbacks.
I know, but like Mahomes is the best quarterback, right? But Mahomes is also the unquestioned number 1 because he has Super Bowls. Like, I think you could compare him and Josh Allen, him and Joe Burrow. Right. I think Mahomes is the best.
I agree with that. But the reason
he is, like, everyone puts him 1, like when you make the list, you put him 1 and then you start, is because of the Super Bowls. Like, that's the difference, right? Mm. So I think if you wanted to talk about pure talent.
Well, he's also just for...
He is better. I agree.
Well, but the other thing is, to just say it's the Super Bowls, I think is concentrating a little too much on his stats from maybe the last year or two and not enough on... The guy threw 50 touchdown passes.
Dude, I agree with you. He is the best quarterback. Okay. I'm just saying...
It's not just the winning.
It's not just the winning, but I think that is the deciding factor between him and these other guys.
Well, I agree with him on that, Hugh, that if you're separating Mahomes versus Allen and Lamar and Burrow... Mahomes has been doing it the longest, and he's done it over and over again in the Super
Bowl.
Totally
agree.
And those guys haven't. Burrow's the only other one that's been to a Super Bowl. Lamar has struggled in the playoffs. Allen can't beat Mahomes. But the other part of that conversation that hit me is Elliott, while he ranked Jalen Hurts second, did say if you had a draft of players tomorrow, he thinks the 4 guys ranked ahead of Hurts would go ahead of him, and I agree with that. Like, if I was starting a team today, just today, like a franchise, I would take all 4 of them in some order over before
totally,
I took Hurts.
I can't argue that. But here's the thing. At that position in particular, we always draft the guy that fits the mold of what we think the position is. Trevor Lawrence is a prime example of that.
And he stinks. I think he stinks.
But, like, this is where – And the reason why I feel this is because you have to find out a person's why and why they do what they do. Jalen is driven in a way that I can't quantify. I can't put it into words, but Jalen is different. And that's the thing that separates him, in my opinion, from those other guys. Now, as football fans, and I even had to do this, I adjust the way that I thought about Jalen this last year because of what he was able to do and accomplish in the way that he did it. Jalen doesn't fit into any mold that we measure these other quarterbacks by. That's a fact. Because when we talk about quarterbacks and we talk about those intangibles, Joe, I'm with you. All four of those guys will probably get picked. If we had to line them up side to side, all four of those guys are probably going to go before Jalen.
But isn't it because they're better?
Well, it's because from our limited knowledge of what we think a quarterback is, they all fit the bill more so than Jalen does.
Well, I just mean they play better than him most weeks.
But I feel like Jalen has the temperament of a person that, and I'm a kind of long talk a little bit.
Uh-oh.
But he has the adaptability to do what's needed in the moment.
I don't disagree with that. I just wonder, and this is a chicken or the egg thing. How much of all this we say is because he's an Eagle?
Well,
he is blessed. And what a great situation. He has the best GM in the sport. We all agree on that. Everyone listening right now agrees how he's the best. Building this team for him, right, with him. And he's part of that. He's a huge part of it. But, like, he's got the best offensive line in the sport.
Mm-hmm.
He has the best running back next to him in the sport. He has two of the best receivers. And Burrow has great receivers, too, but Burrow doesn't have the defense. That, like, you know what I mean? Like, how much of all these things we feel about Jalen is because it's true versus how much is, well, he happened to be drafted. That's why I bring up Jeter a lot, because Jeter is a great player, right?
Uh-huh.
Got 3,000 hits. He got them all by himself. But if Derek Jeter was drafted by the Royals,
probably be a different story.
He might still have 3,000 hits, but he's not a winner.
But,
and those intangibles we don't talk about.
But see, here's the thing, Joe, and I get what you're saying, but I can say the same thing about Josh Allen. I can say the same thing about Joe Burrow, because at the end of the day, the formula to build a good football team has not changed. Now, the method that you get to that formula has changed with free agency and all the other stuff, but I can say the same thing about Joe Montana and the San Francisco 49ers and how they had to put players around him to be successful. Now, he had a skill set that translated into what they exactly needed at that time.
Yeah.
But you had to have John Taylor and Jerry Rice. You had to have Tom Rathman and Roger Craig and those other guys around him.
So I agree. But he also dominated the sport and was MVP. Like, it wasn't just big games. Like, he had the highest completion percentage, and he played great.
In an era where he was a noodle arm. He changed the status quo. He changed the way that you thought a quarterback should win the game. Jalen, to me, kind of looks like that. Look at it like this. When you talk about those other three quarterbacks, what has been their Achilles heel, especially in the playoffs? Their inability to make big plays with their arms when they need to, or their legs, in the case of Lamar Jackson, when they need to. Jalen has the adaptability to do what's needed in the moment so that he won't be handicapped by his inability to throw the tight spiral or his ability not to throw. Like,
he's a dual threat.
He has the intent. He is a mixture to me of all of those quarterbacks that you say are better than him.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll go to the phone lines in a second. I know a lot of people want to react to this. And I don't think the list was disrespectful in any way. I think it's very fair. And if you want to say he's five? I'm not going to fight you. Like, I'm not interested in sitting up here and saying, well, he's not better than Stafford. No, I think five is very fair off of last year. He won the Super Bowl, and he played great in the Super Bowl. But I got to throw a term out, and I feel like we're suffering from something.
What's that? You know, Super Bowl? Don't say Super Bowl hangover.
No, it's a medical condition, and
what?
I think you have it.
What?
I think a lot of people have it. I think we have Jalen Hurts amnesia.
First of all,
we have amnesia.
You are not a doctor.
Hold on. I am. I am a football doctor, okay? And we are suffering from amnesia.
I'm not.
You are. We are forgetting how he played before the NFC title game.
Right? I cannot forget
how
he played.
Well, I think you are. So I think a lot of people are today. Because before the NFC title game, the story of the season was...
He's garbage. Not garbage.
Not garbage.
He was struggling.
Up and down. Right? Some really good.
Totally agree.
And then some, including the Rams playoff game... which I went back and looked this one. I wanted to see what was written about
Hurts. He got sacked like 8 times.
7 sacks, threw for 120 yards, and I was reading one thing. It said he had a C- was his grade in the game, and they won because of his legs, yes, and Saquon and Jalen Carter and the snow and all that.
Yes.
We have amnesia. You know who agrees with me?
Who?
And I don't want to do this, but I have because he made a good point. He made a good point.
Oh, come
Let's
on.
Hear
not,
it.
Not your dude.
Let's hear Chris Sims on this because I think he's right. Here's
Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, Matt Stafford, and Herbert. But are you comfortable with tier two?
I would put C.J. Stroud in front of over there in front of Jalen Hurts. We have a little bit of a revisionist history here. He won the Super Bowl, and everybody just forgot about the 10 weeks before that we were like, wait, the passing game and the quarterback was the issue. His top receiver said, what's wrong with the team? The passing game. So how can now you be one of the best quarterbacks in the game? I think I would have C.J. Stroud in his place on that tier.
Yeah, I'm not the Stroud thing. Forget that. Not interested in that. I'm just interested in what he said because that's true. 29th ranked passing game. AJ saying the passing game was a problem. We have amnesia.
Yeah, and I remember all of that because I remember sitting in the booth watching the games and sitting around with some folks that know way more football than I know.
Like football doctors like me?
Yeah, and was like, what the hell is he doing? But at the end of the day, the Eagles won.
The Eagles
by
won.
By the meet, whatever Jalen had to do to win that game, either whether he had to throw a dime to somebody, if it had to be to Dallas Goedert, he was the conductor of whatever moment put them in position to be successful.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And see, here's the thing with Chris Sims, and I am not about to take a dump on his opinion, but when you've been a man that has to flounder and flip flop on your opinion as much as you had to on Jalen Hurts. Anything that you say about Jalen Hurts, people are going to look at you with the side eye.
That's fine. I just think in this particular way, I think I agree with we're, no, forget, I, we're I forgetting agree with
you. I hear you, Joe, because I have respect for your opinion.
Well, because I'm a football doctor.
Yeah, but when you align yourself with that cat who has to retract and walk back statements that he's made
well,
about
like
Jalen in the past.
He aligned himself with me. That's okay, what's that. 215-592-9494. Kyle. What are you feeling on this as Hugh Douglas is banging the drum for Jalen Hurts as the second best quarterback in pro football?
I'm feeling like I'm taking crazy pills because this thing has gotten so far out of hand.
That's a trigger warning for Kyle,
well,
y'all.
I'm sorry, but why we can't be satisfied with having the fifth best quarterback in the NFL? He has to be number one or he has to be number two. And, like, I'm sorry, but you concede your logic entirely when you say that amongst all those quarterbacks, if they're all available via free agency – that he doesn't go ahead of those other four guys. Like, the idea of this is not...
You didn't hear my Captain America analogy?
No,
that was a great analogy.
It was an awful analogy because...
The analogy was fire.
Dude, we're not arguing who can win a Super Bowl or who won the Super Bowl. That we know that. That's the answer. The argument is, all else being equal, right, which we know that they're not right now, all else being equal, who is the better player? Like, if we're doing the Super Bowl thing, Eli Manning won two over Tom Brady. And Eli Manning was never a top five quarterback in the league at any given point.
Just pause there for a second. If you go off of that logic, Eli is twice what Dan Marino ever was. Like, and he doesn't hold a candle to
Dan Marino. And Eli was never even top five in MVP voting.
I know, but he was clutch. And he was good.
And he did it twice.
But he was never top five in MVP voting.
He was never great. I mean, he just wasn't a great player.
Eli going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's wonderful. And Jalen Hurts might be too. That's not the argument, though. The argument is he a better or more talented player, all else being equal? You're not going to tell me that any of those guys with the amount of talent he has on offense would finish with the 29th best passing offense in the NFL.
See,
it's not going
to
happen.
That is the argument. That's all the argument. Who has the stones, if you will, to get their team to the promised land?
But the Eagles didn't want to run the ball that much. They did it because Hurts was not playing well.
Listen, I can't argue how we got here. We're here.
Right, but we're here. Give him a plus sign for that when he was so inefficient that they took the ball out of his hands.
I think that we can, Joe, because think about it like this. If you ask, do you think that you could ask any of those other three quarterbacks to lessen themselves for the success of your team, do you think that they would do it?
Of course they would. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
I don't believe that.
Well, Patrick Mahomes has.
I said the three. I didn't say Mahomes.
I think they would.
I said I don't think so.
The problem is they don't need to. They're the focal point of their own offense.
I don't think so. And how many – how between the three of those cats, how many playoff wins do they have? All three of those quarterbacks.
You're talking about team stats.
No, I'm talking about unquantifiable.
Oh, my God. You have to stop.
No, because you're putting a number on it. They're also in the AFC. They're in the AFC. If Jalen Hurts was in the AFC his whole career, yeah, he would have beat Mahomes this year, but he probably would have got knocked out all the other years.
But you know what? That's the equivalent of me saying if I was in the NFC, if I played for the Eagles my whole career, that I would be second on the all-time sack
you
list.
Would.
Oh, but I'm not.
Right, but
so it don't matter.
But okay,
you see what I'm saying?
But that's like, all right. Let's go back to that. That's interesting. But that's like early in what Mamula and you came out the same year.
Yes.
Okay. There may have been a moment in time. I have to look at the stats where Mike Mamula had more career sacks than you. You were better than Mike Mamula. Mike Mamula got to play here. You were playing on a dumpster fire of a team coached by Rich Kotite. Mike Mamula wasn't better than you. You don't have to say it. I'll say it.
You know who I think that I was better than, but he has a Super Bowl ring? Leonard Little. Remember him? Played for the Rams?
Yes, yes.
Got a Super Bowl ring, though.
You were better than Leonard Little.
But that carries a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that we have to realize, because especially when it comes to quarterbacks, because I'm resigned to the fact that when it comes to quarterbacks, we are never going to see it the same way, because the things that we value when it comes to quarterbacks are different. To me, especially in this day and age, the ability for Jalen to transform and be whatever he needs to be on a weekly basis right before our eyes is his biggest trait.
Transform is a nice way of saying that he conceded the thing that he's supposed to do the most.
Here's the thing.
So the team could be better.
Here's the thing. And he's the only one that has shown that he's able to do that. That's why it carries so much weight with me. Because all those other quarterbacks that we talk about, Lamar nuts up. Oh, can I say that on there?
You did. And live here at McGurk's in Fort Washington.
Yeah. Well, he kind of messes up in the playoffs. Josh Allen, we saw what he did.
I disagree on Allen. Allen plays really well in
how many games. NFC championship? Excuse me, AFC championships has he won?
Oh, none. He's losing to Mahomes.
Listen, dog, you play the cards you dealt.
I would agree with you.
You got to play the hand
I'm with you on Lamar, because Lamar seems to play poorly in these games. Allen doesn't play poorly. He just doesn't come out with the winning side. All right, let's go to the phones. Chris in Middletown starts us off. What's up, Chris?
Happy payback day, man.
Well, it better be,
this
Chris.
Time is for
we
real.
We got 18 innings to being a Brave.
Hey, Dr. Joe, can I talk to you, please?
Yes.
How many old ladies and children did Costanza Douglas knock down today to flee from, apparently there was water there?
He didn't knock down anyone yet, but what I did hear is Fran is here helping us engineering today, and Fran was having a little trouble getting in the front door, carrying all the stuff, and Hugh sat in his truck and watched the guy struggle.
Chris, that front door beat him up.
You watched it happen.
Francisco got beat up by the door. And he said he was okay. Joe, he's a young Thundercat.
Obviously,
he said he was okay. Obviously. So I let him. I sat back and started listening to my music.
Did you hear the start of the show with Rhea? He's not okay.
No, he was, but he said he was. Joe, you should have saw him. He looked like a little feeble little baby trying to get the thing up over the thing.
And you could have lent a hand. All right, go ahead, Chris.
He looked at
Joe.
Feeble.
Before we move on, you got to understand. I mean, it's hard for Hugh to open doors. I mean, he's got those short arms. He just can't reach.
T-Rex. That is true. T-Rex Douglas.
Let's address this. Just like Hugh said, the formula is still the same. You got to run the ball and play great defense, because defense wins championships.
Yes.
So I can't agree with Hugh more on that.
I say this. I vaguely
twisted him into a pretzel.
I vaguely said something like that, but we'll go with that.
Okay, that's what I heard you say, and I always hear correctly. The flawed logic that I heard somebody saying, I don't remember who, that said, if you win a Super Bowl, you're number one. Well, I guess whoever uses that nonsensical logic felt that Trent Dilfer was number one after he won the Super Bowl with the Ravens.
Hugh probably
does. Actually better than Donovan
did.
McNabb.
He sucked.
He was better that year.
Well, that's the argument is like over.
You know what Trent Dilfer did that year? Now, he's an anomaly.
Handing the ball off.
They told Trent, just don't lose the game for us. But Trent, guess what?
Good. What did they tell
but
Jalen
he still, he year? Still, he still was a Super Bowl champion.
Oh my goodness!
Well, Ray Lewis won the Super Bowl.
So, I'm just trying to see. We play semantics.
It's not semantics. It's ridiculous
when it comes to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. So listen, guys, I'm perfectly fine with him at five because here is the thing: a top five quarterback, a top three run offense, a top five defense. Like you is, you know, because you defense matters. Mm-hmm. The top turnover differential in the playoffs, and what does that equal to that formula? That's another Lombardi. So
that's exactly
what
right.
matters. And listen, guys, at the end of the day, as a fan, I don't care where Jalen is ranked or even St. Barkley. Yes, I said it, St. Barkley, because I don't care. I just want another Lombardi. Now, real quick before I let you go, as for today's events, pick up your teammate. It's Harper's Revenge Day. Go win the series and P-L-A-N-T, a ball in Riley's wrist. Let's go, Phil.
Was it plank? I think that was plank. Yeah.
Plank, is it plank exercise?
Can I just, I want to challenge you here and ask him about, well, because I want to use your logic against you, because you said Jalen's able to transform and do what's best for the team. Let's take Taiwan Walker, for instance. What's better for the Phillies, if he pitches seven innings or if he pitches three?
Seven.
Excuse me?
Taiwan Walker?
I'm saying, what do you think is more conducive to the Phillies' success? Taiwan Walker throwing more innings or fewer innings? You know what the real answer is.
I thought you meant in a perfect world, we didn't throw seven innings.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm saying, based on the kind of player he is, do you think the Phillies have a better chance of winning if he throws three innings or seven innings?
The less amount that you have with Taiwan Walker out there would probably be better.
That's my point. So because Taiwan's able to transform himself and do a little bit less to help the team, that should make him better than somebody else around the rest of the
league. That has not been the case this year. That argument doesn't apply.
It absolutely does.
It doesn't apply, Kyle, when the quarterback is this the universe of a football team.
No, but the starting pitcher is the universe of the team that day. Right. No, but my point is, a quarterback doing less or throwing the ball less because it helps the team doesn't make him a better quarterback. That doesn't make any sense.
Because you're caught on the less part.
But
here's what you need to focus on. Doing what you need to do to win. See how much better that sounds than saying doing less.
No,
because
I know.
Because you're trying to diminish.
Because it's
you're
a wonderful spin. But Hugh, if he completes 5 out of 10 passes, but they win the game, then he still technically did what he did to win.
That's exactly right, Kyle. You're doing what you do.
Okay,
to the
then
game.
Wonderful.
If the game
then
dictates,
phenomenal.
First and foremost, when you're playing football, especially a quarterback, you're always told, take what the defense gives you.
And he does that.
That's why he's the fifth best quarterback in football.
But you have a quarterback like your boy Josh Allen.
But I don't think Allen does
who
that much.
Who will go and try to force the ball down the field.
Josh Allen was the MVP of the league.
How many times have we seen Josh Allen in crunch time force the ball down? Now, a lot of times it works out in his favor. But the bottom line is, he puts the ball in harm's way. He put the ball in harm's way in the playoffs.
I think he had the same amount of interceptions as Hurts did last year, and he threw the ball more.
But my point is this. If Jalen can't throw the ball, he's going to run the ball.
Yeah, so does Allen, and so does Lamar, right?
But they don't have –
And so does Mahomes.
This is the difference to me, is Jalen knows when to do that.
I think Jalen's very smart. I just don't think he's as good as those guys. Like, week to week – this is why I said we have amnesia. There were weeks last year felt like he just wasn't I'm not saying playing poorly. He just wasn't a big part of why they won. There were games. I mean, I remember them. Super Bowl and title game, he was a huge part. He stepped up in the biggest moment. I disagree. Oh, he had some games where he had some games.
Like the quarterback position. See, this is where people need to realize, just because you don't see it doesn't mean his contribution doesn't matter.
Right, but I could say that for Allen and Lamar and Burrow and Mahomes.
And Jalen has something that those guys, they don't have,
does he have over any of them?
Unquantifiable intangibles.
But wait,
the fact
Mahomes
that
Mahomes doesn't have intangibles?
I'm talking about let me take Mahomes out? I always take Mahomes out when I talk about this when I have this conversation about Jalen. Okay. I always talk about the three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And all three of those guys that you've mentioned outside of Joe Burrow have not accomplished. Lamar hasn't even scratched the surface of being a playoff contender.
He's the Josh one Allen that has gets the most to the, red flags in the playoffs.
Josh Allen gets to the finish line and can't punch it through. Jalen's done that twice in his career.
Got to the Super Bowl.
Well, he's gotten to – that's what I'm saying. He's gotten to the Super Bowl.
But how –
that's an unquantifiable intangible that you can't quantify.
I can't put that in words.
I can't articulate – dude, he's done it with two different teams.
He plays in the NFC.
He done it with two different teams, though. He did it with two different teams, though.
I know, but he gets to play in the NFC. Like,
so now we're penalized. That's just like me saying.
It's not a penalized. I think it's part of the story.
But, just like the part of the story, if we want to do that, the part of the story for the New England Patriots is they were beating up on a bad AFC East the whole time they were winning Super Bowls.
It is part of the story.
But nobody talks about that when they talk about Tom Brady.
I think that – well, it's part of it.
You know what? And here's the thing. That I've noticed especially when it comes to quarterback play. Tom Brady always been great. It's not always been the case.
No, not
it's
early.
Not.
He was clutch, but not great early.
But when you try to tell people that's why this is one of those arguments that no matter how you articulate it, how you put it together, you're either on one side of this or the other. You're probably one of those old school individuals that looks at the quarterback, the big arm, the big throws, the make every throw and all this stuff, and you say, that's the guy that I want. And that's fine. But there is examples in the NFL, numerous examples, especially over the last few years, where the other guy that doesn't have those intangibles, that has that unquantifiable, that they've won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, they have. I look at it as consistent excellence, and I think we overrate the end a little bit. That's why I said amnesia. A little bit overrating the end. All right, let's hear from Brian Dawkins, recently on with The Morning Show, talking about Hurts, where he's at, and what he needs to do.
What Jalen has done is he flashed us in the first Super Bowl. Tremendous, right? So in my mind, that's what you should be doing every week. Mm-hmm. And when you're not doing that every week, like, so why can't we get that? Why can't we get that?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we get that? So, it's for me. It's not you are. I don't bash Jalen when it comes to that. I don't bash him. I'm expecting him to take the next step, so that your weeks aren't fluctuating up and down so drastically, that you are consistently at a level that allows you to show the talent that you are and all the respects that you're talking about, to being able to run the football when it needs to be run, knowing to making those decisions, putting the ball where it needs to be put. He's shown that, and he's done it now, not just in the first Super Bowl. He's shown it in the second one, too. So now this year coming up, like, I'm expecting a version of that, maybe not to that level, but a high version of that consistently throughout that year. That's what I'm expecting.
I think Doc articulated it very well. So I think Jalen is capable of playing just as well as the other guys, right?
Yeah.
We've seen it in the Super Bowls. We've seen it in the NFC title game. We've seen it, you know, some weeks during different seasons, like the Bengals game this past year. Why I can't go as far as you're going, Elliott's going, others are going, he doesn't do it week to week. Those other guys,
and that's fair,
do it more. It's like, he's great, he's great, he's great. Oh, one down week, great, great. Jalen's more like, good, good, pretty good, great.
Yeah.
Great. It's just, it's not
and
as that,
and
consistent.
That, and that's fair. And I will say this. I will give you this one caveat. Is that last year, I thought that is what he was going to be. Because I was adamant about him taking that next step. That wasn't the case. He had a sporadic year. Mm-hmm. And I tell you all the time, I would be in the press box and people would talk about his game. But at the end of the day, he did what was needed to win and they got the W. Now, you might have left that game feeling like the quarterback didn't do this, that, the third, but we got the W and we were able to advance the following week. Now, as the season progressed, he had his moments where he got better and he did more. He became more of a captain of the offense.
Steelers game.
Yes.
Title game, Super Bowl.
Yes.
Great.
So, and to Dawk's point, this year is the year because we're all looking at that offense. We haven't said it, but we're talking. We're here. that offense, especially the passing game, has to evolve. That has to be more of a focal point because financially you've invested a lot of money
yep.
in those guys. And we benefited from the fact that Saquon had the season that he had. But at the end of the day, you're right. Jalen needs to step his game up. But as of right now, today, he's the second best quarterback in the NFL.
All right, let's go to Mike and Glenmore. What's up, Mike?
Oh, man, Hugh, you are a smart dude. I'll tell you what, buddy.
I don't know about all that, but thank you for the comment because I know a lot of people
that
would beg to differ.
Yeah, I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, you know, the reason these other teams are bad and the reason that the Eagles are good is because all those other teams would draft all them guys in front of them because what makes Howie so great is that he's put aside the fact that he's a Florida Gator and he's put aside the fact that Dan Marino and all these guys threw a million yards. And he realized that he just needs to go out and get dogs that win. And guys that win. And guys that can overcome stuff.
I don't understand. The Ravens and Bills are bad teams?
I didn't say they were bad teams, but isn't it all about winning championships? Isn't that what sports is all about?
Of course it is. And Howie's the best at what he does. We agree on this, Mike. Howie's the best. But how does that make Jalen better than the other quarterbacks?
Because Howie realized that throwing for 50,000 yards doesn't mean anything if you bow out the
playoffs.
Howie
realized if I put a great team around a really good quarterback, I can win. That's all we've realized here.
You're taking away way too much credit this guy deserves. The credit that he deserves is the fact that in the biggest games of his career, he even though he's 1-1 against Mahomes in a Super Bowl, he outplayed him in both games.
Two things, we forget the bad ones. Hold on a second.
This is the syndrome.
Like Michael Jordan never missed a shot. He did miss a shot. He lost playoff series. Mike, if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matthew Stafford, you can't say any of the things you're saying right now. We can't base it all on the Super Bowl when he's not the biggest games he always produces. He took seven sacks against the Rams.
Listen. One of the things that makes Jalen such an incredible person and quarterback is he is willing to take his ego and check it at the door go 10 for 20.
Enough. He's purposely going 10 for 20. What are we talking about? He wants to complete every pass. Every quarterback does. He took a safety in a playoff game this year. I feel like I must have the crazy pills here in Fort Washington.
I
Kyle is in the studio.
Too. Dude, I mean, I'm losing.
Took a safety in a playoff game 2 years in a row. We act like he's infallible in big games. No, he has been mostly good. He's had some great playoff games. He's also had a couple stinkers. And his defense and Saquon won in the game against the Rams. All right, 215-592-9494. We're live at McGurk's in Fort Washington. Your phone calls all day as we take you up to the Phillies leading off in the 12 o'clock hour. All right, we'll get to some interesting stuff from OTAs yesterday. And LeSean McCoy with something interesting. A.J. Brown told him about Jalen Hurts. That's next. Your calls. Is Jalen Hurts a top two quarterback in the NFL? Hugh believes so. I don't. Where do you come down? It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's eating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.